Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY 2026 earnings conference call for Dhanuka Water and Infra Solutions Limited. We have with us today Mr. C. Mruthyunjaswamy, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Manish Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Sujit T.R., Whole-time Director and CFO of the company, and Ms. Hema H.M., Executive Director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management discussion concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. C. Mruthyunjaswamy, Chairman and Executive Director, for his opening remarks and to share with the audience the company's performance in Q3 and nine-month FY 2026. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am C. Mruthyunjaswamy, Executive Director and Chairman of Dhanuka Water and Infra Solutions Limited. We were happy to announce quarter nine ended for financial year 2025-2026 financial results on 12th of February 2026. Now, we are pleased to answer investor call in this con call. The quarter three and the nine-month performance underscore the strength of our execution capabilities and the resilience of our business model. We continue to witness healthy traction across irrigation, drinking water, and wastewater management projects, supported by a robust order book and expanding geographic footprint. Our focus remains on timely project delivery, prudent capital allocation, and sustainable value creation as we contribute to strengthening India's water infrastructure and long-term water security solutions. In the year 2025-2026, for the nine-month ended period, our year-on-year growth when compared to 2024-2025 is increased by 30.8%, and we have clocked revenue of around 1,950.67 million in this nine-month period. Our EBITDA is healthy, and it is increasing, and it has increased by 34.02% on absolute terms when compared year-on-year to 708.47 million when compared to 528.60 million in nine-month period ending financial year 2024-2025. Our order book is very healthy. As on today, we are having 8,414.82 million of healthy order book that is on December 31st, 2025. We bagged new orders in establishment of sewage treatment plant across four to five major cities in state of Karnataka, located in southern and northern part of Karnataka. Also we bagged one water supply project of providing water supply to one urban population valued at around 208 million. Our focus is now on end-to-end solution of water sustainability. We are providing water from rivers or reservoirs, treating it, and giving it to both rural and urban households. We are into collection of wastewater from the household, then taking it out through pipeline, treating the sewage water to acceptable norms, and giving it back to the nature in the form of groundwater recharging. In this way, our company has got unique distinction of serving from procurement of water, treatment of the same, collecting the wastewater which is generated, treating it, and giving it back to the nature. In this way, we are doing it in such a way that our environmental social safeguards are maintained and we serve the mankind in a better way. Company remains committed to selective bidding strategy focused on high-quality projects with attractive margins, balanced risk profile, and efficient execution timelines. Thanks to your investor interest in our company is growing financially well. We are almost debt-free company except for some non-fund-based bank facilities which we have obtained in our execution of the work. And we assure the investors that the return on the investment which has been made by all of you will be honored to the maximum extent to the satisfaction of all of you. I now hand over mic to moderator to start the question and answer session. And I would like my managing director, Manish Shetty, to have some introductory remarks.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope our company will answer all the questions which are raised by the investors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, please wait for a moment while the question queue is ready. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Deepak Kodar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity, sir. Just first wanted to understand, so what led to the growth, underperformance in this quarter? I think you mentioned somewhere that it might be because of some government and PSU, some execution and billing variations. So wanted to kind of understand more about it. What exactly happened here?
We are basically into water-based infra solutions projects. In quarter 3 of financial year 26, our revenue saw moderation on both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter basis, primarily due to project milestone timing and delayed billing in certain government projects. However, our margins have got improved due to better project mix, improved execution, efficiency, tighter cost controls, and focus on higher margin water infrastructure project. And your kind information for this 9 month period, our 9 month quarter growth reflects 1950.67 million when compared to last 9 months of December 24-25, when we clocked revenue of 1491.33 million. There is a growth of 31%, and in quarter to quarter, we have seen moderate revenue increase of around 4%. In the last year, third quarter, we had clocked 13.53 million. And in this third quarter, we have clocked 535.20 million. When compared to our order book and our execution of the projects, we hope to achieve very good, healthy revenue in next quarter and in coming quarters.
Okay, and lower execution this third quarter is because of project delayed by the government and PSUs. Would that be the major reason?
No. Actually, our state of Karnataka is having different climatic season, and we receive very good healthy monsoon from the month of June to end of October. So whatever progress we can achieve, it will be in just 1 or 2 months in this quarter. And all the raw materials have been procured. They are being laid on ground. And also we are executing whatever civil infrastructure we have to do to complete the project. That also we are fast-tracking the projects. And only due to climatic reasons, our revenue projections have increased just marginally in this quarter. But when compared to year-on-year, we have even 31% growth and overall improvement is there when compared to last year.
Okay, I got it. And when you say fourth quarter, we expect healthy execution, or I mean, so what sort of execution we are looking at in the fourth quarter?
We are expecting 20% growth in compared to last year, the fourth quarter.
So 20% growth on a YOY basis, right? So last year, fourth quarter was close to about 54 crores. So 20%,
yes.
Around 65 crores we might be looking,
yes,
at, right?
Yes, that's the same positions we are around.
Okay, understood. And so we will fall, quite short of what we had been, we were looking at around 300 crores in this entire year, right?
We were hoping to achieve that kind of revenue. Anyway, we are also putting in our effort, and subject to our, as I explained earlier, to our milestone completion and billing cycle, we hope to achieve maximum revenue. Anyway, we will update you once our figures are audited.
Anything on the growth for the next year, FY27?
Since our order book is healthy, around 843 crores, we expect 30% increase in revenue when compared to 25-26.
Okay, understood. And in terms of order book, currently we are at about 841 crores, right? What's the execution timeline of those order book?
We have got different projects. Some projects up to 100 crore, we have got 12 months timeline. For project beyond 100 to 250 crore, we have got 24 months timeline. And beyond 250 crore, we will have 36 months timeline. Almost all our projects which we have won is within 100 crore, that single project cost. So we will be having 12 months of execution timeline.
Okay, understood. And what would be our bid pipeline? Anything on that? What we would have bidded as of now?
We are bidding actively. We are bidding for those projects where our margins are healthy. We don't want to bid for all the projects, and we want to focus mainly on water-based infrastructure. Let it be water treatment plant, or let it be sewage treatment plant. And as for your kind information, we have won around 5 orders of establishment of sewage treatment plant with the new technologies like NABR technology and camera-based technology. And we also won 1 water supply project of providing pipeline to Bassan Bagewadi follow-up in Bijapur district in northern Karnataka. So in this case, we are focusing mainly on our core area where our expertise is there.
Correct. So, can you quantify what would be the bid pipeline for us?
No, it depends on the tender notification which will be issued from the concerned departments. Right now, we are searching for the projects between 100 to 300 crore, that is 1,000 million to 3,000 million. And once the tender notification is published, we will be able to let you know exact quantity of the tender to which we are bidding. They are on the pipeline right now.
Okay, understood. And just final thing from my side, now on working capital, how are we seeing on the working capital front? I mean, it was little elevated as of FY25, right, in the first half. So how should one look at working capital going forward?
I will hand over to my financial. It will be 90 to 120 days is our working cycle period. Hello.
Please continue.
Yes. 95 to 120 days is our working cycle period, and we have improved our working cycle situation will improve in quarter 4 of 25-26. Faster.
Okay, so, as of first half, also our working capital was very elevated, right? We had inventory of around, 108 crores, and receivables was also 64 crores, right?
Yes.
So,
receivable we have earned revenue in the subsequent quarters, mm-hmm. and our working cycle we are trying to improve quarter on quarter basis. we want to reduce our inventory. We want to convert into the revenue billing model. And we are getting quite a good amount of revenue. Even in fourth quarter, we are expecting good revenue into our books of accounts.
Okay. I got it. That would be it from my side. Wish you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Utkarsh Somaiya from Elco Quantum Solutions Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I want to understand, in the previous con call, you had guided for a 50% growth. You had guided for a 300 crore top line this year. And at that point, half of Q3 was already over. So I want to understand what went so wrong in the second half of Q3 that you had to reduce your guidance so much. Even this year and even FY27, your guidance has reduced. So can you please tell me what exactly went down in 45 days
of
the quarter? Yes.
As I explained earlier, our projects are all in water-based infra solutions projects. And we have got a fixed project milestone where timings are fixed. We have to achieve certain kind of progress and we can expect the revenue accordingly to the progress which we have achieved. And there will be billing cycle in government departments which we are constantly striving to improve, and with all these activities, we are able to achieve this much of growth. Actually, as you can see from our results, it has increased by 31% year-on-year basis. And we hope to have good progress. Yes, we had anticipated the revenue of 300 crore, and we had anticipated that all our raw materials will be procured, and we will be able to complete the project in good time and ensure that the works are completed. When compared to last year, as I have mentioned, it is a 31% increase in growth. And whatever projections we had anticipated, that we will try to achieve it. And we will inform accordingly once our results are over.
Thank you. Yeah. Please anticipate better and inform us, because we as investors go on your word. And there is a very big difference between what you had committed and what has actually been delivered. So please be mindful of your guidance going forward. And secondly, your order book, you had guided for 1,000 to 1,100 crore at the end of March. Is that also going to be faltered on, or you will be able to achieve on that guidance?
Actually, as on today, as on December, we have got outstanding order book of 841 crore. And yes, we are also bidding aggressively in projects, but we are waiting for good projects to come in our way so that our order book should be healthy. And also, we should have maximum profit in our order books. That is our aim. Anyhow, we will inform you as soon as we get the order, and we will inform all the investors and also report to the regulatory authorities.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Shafat Hussain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, sir. Am I audible? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My question is that the comment from the monitoring agency for the 9th month and the 31st December 2025. The agency said that the four projects of the respective counterparties outstanding amount to be received against this project is 169 crore. Hello.
Yes, we are here.
Sir, out of these 169 crores, which is outstanding, how much of this amount will be converted into the Q4 top line? Hello.
Yes, yes. My team is checking into the figure, into the monitoring agency report. I think approximately around 65 crores we are expecting it to be converted into revenue for the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Let me see the report. I don't think 165 crore is outstanding revenue. Let me check it up. But we are expecting revenue of 65 crores out of the amount which has been identified by monitoring agency.
Sir, I am reporting from the monitoring agency report, 169.51 crores.
Okay.
Sir, and sir, your working capital days has significantly gone up in FY25. It has almost doubled. It has almost doubled as on December 31, as against the March 31, 2025.
Yes, we are trying to improve that one. We are trying to get the working capital cycle reduced so that we can have good efficiency in our project execution and also earning in revenue projection. We will try to reduce it in coming quarters.
Okay, sir. And the monitoring agency also comments that the work completed lying in inventory as billing and collection progress has been slow.
Yes, we will improve all those activities. We'll ensure that we earn good revenue out of the whatever project we have implemented.
And, sir,
I will tell you to improve it.
Okay. On last two con calls, you said about the two big Karnataka Mineral Exploitation Rehabilitation Fund order of 400 crore.
Yes.
Two projects. What is the current status of that?
It is before some committees which have to clear the projects, and we are continuously following it up. Tender notification is yet to be issued. We hope to get the tender notification issued early. Once the tender notification is issued, then we will be able to commit exact timeline. The committee meeting goes on. Once the timeline is finalized from the committee level, I will inform all the investors.
So when can we expect these orders, sir? In last con call, you said we will get these orders in Q3 and Q4. Q3 have gone and Q4 is almost gone.
Yes.
Only 1 month is remaining.
It again depends on the tender inviting authority. They have to issue the tender notification. They are seeking some clarification and all those things. It is before the committee. I will just follow it up and let you know in the coming days.
Sir, any timeline, 3 months, 4 months?
I can't commit for the exact timeline. It will be done very quickly. That much I can
tell. Okay. Right. Okay, sir. My last question. Sir, your 300 crore top line guidance is still intact, sir?
No, probably we may not achieve 300 crore for this year. When compared to last year, revenue earnings, we may see 20% to 25% increase in revenue.
Sir, so what is the reason, sir? Why your guidance is not matching?
As I explained in earlier two questions, our is a water-based infra solution project implementation company, and it depends on project milestone, and it depends on project milestone timing and billing in certain government projects. So all these activities have to go hand in hand. So due to all these intricacies of revenue earning, we are experiencing a little bit of moderation in our revenue, which we hope to pick up in the coming quarters.
So we can see a 30% top line growth in FY27.
We hope to achieve that kind of revenue.
Okay, sir. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Anil Shenoy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for taking my questions. Just one, please, on the cash that you have on your books. It was around 85 crores at the end of Q2. Can you just guide us on, has that improved or has that gone down in Q3? And how do you see that panning out in Q4? And a follow-up on that, you've guided for 30% revenue increase in FY27. Would you need to raise any debt for the working capital for the growth that you see in FY27? I'm asking because in your press release, you have mentioned that you have got approval for a lot of debt that you can raise. So are you actually going to raise it?
Yes. As far as cash, in cash reserves, it is almost on the same line. We have not seen any significant change in the cash reserve position. And as far as debt are concerned, since we are bidding for new projects, we may need non-fund-based bank guarantee in the form of bank guarantee, which we have to give to the government department to as collateral performance security, which will be there for a period of 1 or 2 years. In keeping that in mind, we have got approvals from different agencies, especially from Kotak Bank and also our earlier bank of SBI. We have got credit limit sanction. We utilize mainly for non-fund-based financial instruments like bank guarantee.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Rekha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ms. Rekha, please proceed with the question. Due to no response, we will take the next participant. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Yash Nisar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So my question is that as part of the company's regional diversification strategy, have you secured any new orders outside Karnataka?
As on today, we are trying to bid for projects outside Karnataka. In our order book, only right now, Karnataka-based projects are in pipeline. And once we get any new orders, we will inform the investing community.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Yashwanti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good noon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I wanted to understand from the business perspective. So first thing, what competitive threats the company may face?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, sure. What competitive threats does the company face?
Yes. Right now in state of Karnataka, there are not many in the listed space. There are quite a few players who do similar type of work like SNC Construction Company, Ambata Construction Company and Brundavan Construction Company and Srinivasa Construction Company. Who do execute project similar to the projects which we are handling. And since our expertise is on groundwater recharging and end-to-end water-based solutions, we don't foresee much competition in our key focus area of groundwater recharging.
Okay. In that case, do you think a consolidation happening at Karnataka state and would you like to acquire any company to enhance your strength?
Right now, we are not into that area of approach. But we are concentrating mainly on completing whatever projects we have already built that we want to complete on time and earn a good revenue.
So you mean that 840 crore order book will take another 2 to 3 years to get it accounted in revenues?
Yes, based on our, not only this one, we will be bagging new orders and we will be completing our projects which we have already won. So it will be a mix of completion of ongoing projects and bagging new orders. Yes, our existing order book should be sufficient for next 2 to 2.5 years. But we will not remain stayed in that sphere. We will try to capture new orders also. Incremental orders will come into our order book.
Okay. If I can take 2 more questions, I would like to know what opportunities as well as the risks do you foresee in regional diversification?
Other states, we are trying to identify the projects and we are focusing on the tender notification which is being issued by other state government departments. And whenever the projects are found to be feasible, having good healthy margin, we will try to bid for those projects.
In that case, would you be going independently or you would like to be with the JV of the local partner? What would be the strategy to get into those states where you do not have any presence right now?
Based on our technical and financial capability, we like to compete individually. However, in case specific, in cases which are specific for which we may need some technical partner, we enter into strategic joint venture with local players.
Okay. And sir, with your vision and the current order book, with a lot of policy reforms, how do you see Denta moving ahead over the period of next 3 to 5 years in terms of the scale of the order book, in terms of the top line, as well as the profitability?
Yes, we foresee very good growth for next 2 to 3 years. We anticipate good orders to come in our order book, and also we strive to achieve good revenue projection in next 2 to 3 years.
Any order delay or the project outlay announcement has been witnessed in the last 4 to 5 months, sir?
No such project delay has occurred. We have completed almost all our projects on time.
Not from your question, from the awarding, project awarding coming from the government.
No such delay is being encountered. They are all on course and we are also bidding for new projects. In fact, as I have already informed, we bagged 4 sewage treatment plants in last quarter and 1 water supply project, all valued at around 160 crore. And we are also striving to capture new orders in coming quarters also.
And at an individual level, what is the order size we are capable or we are qualified to bid for?
150 to 200 crore worth of project we can do individually. More than 200 crore, we enter into strategic joint venture partnerships.
Where the major share will be of yours?
It will be 51% for us. And for technical collaboration, we enter into joint ventures.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question. I will join back in the queue. Thank you and good luck to you for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star at 1 to ask a question. We will take the next question from the line of Disha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I would like to understand that how the recent union budget announcement positive for the company.
Hello.
Hello.
Please repeat the question. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. I want to understand how is the recent union budget announcement positive for the company?
Yes, I think they have announced very good investment for infrastructure space. And that translates into healthy invitation of the tenders across various states where we are interested and we want to capture those orders also.
Okay.
It is helpful to our company.
Okay. So could you explain Delta's role in Amrut Jal Jeevan Mission and STP projects and how important these programs can be for the company's growth?
Right now we have got very healthy mix of Jal Jeevan Mission, Amrut and STP. We have got three projects under Jal Jeevan Mission valued at 3870.8 million, where our share is 3870.80 million. And we have got two schemes under Amrut, 2258.36 million is our order book. And in STP, we have got five projects, all valued at 1405.30 million. We have got a healthy mix of all these three schemes. And we are trying to complete the projects which have been awarded to us.
Okay. So do these government projects give better margins or lower margins compared to other work?
It is not like government projects or private projects. It depends more on our efficiency in execution of the project, identification of the project, and identifying good raw material source which we can utilize for execution of the project. So we are trying to achieve maximum efficiency in revenue projection and also good healthy profit margins.
Okay, and what is the maximum project value or type that we can execute independently?
10 to 150 crore individually.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best for the next quarter.
Thank you.
I'm done with questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants: you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Anil Shenoy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for letting me ask a follow-up question. I had a big picture question for the next, say, over a long term, 5 to 10 years. Could you point us towards any macro data which suggests that the water sector in India can grow, you know, consistently over the next 5 to 10 years? Is it because water is scarce in India, or there are more requirements for water in the rural areas? So what is it that will drive this sector over the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Actually, water is a very scarce commodity, and it is very much essential for well-being of the mankind. Earlier, we had different standards in providing water supply to the individual households. The efficiency of water delivery mechanism has got improved. Now people expect household connection to their houses, and they expect 135 liters per capacity, LPCD, for each person in our rural area, and 150 LPCD in urban area. And we are trying, whatever opportunities we are getting, is for improvement of delivery systems. There was some rudimentary system of delivery of tubewell water or some other source of water, which we are now upgrading to multi-village schemes, where we are getting water from very good, reliable source, just like we are implementing two schemes in Jal Jeevan Mission and one scheme in Amrut, where we are supplying water from Tungabhadra Reservoir. There water is available 24/7. And delivery system also we are improving. We are upgrading the treatment capacities. We are installing new pipelines. We are ensuring that in Amrut scheme, we are providing 24/7 water supply to urban population of two towns of Kuknur and Elparga. So we foresee very bright future for the water sector, where we have to supply water in good measurable terms, and it should be available 24/7. And further, we from Delta are striving to have end-to-end solution. As I explained earlier, we are providing water supply, and we are getting the sewage water collected from their households, getting it treated, pumping it back into the nature in the form of groundwater recharge. And for your kind information, some surveys shows that for every 3 people who are residing in India, 1 people are not getting good quality proper water supply. there is a lot of gap to be covered, which presents a very rosy picture for a company like Denta, which is mainly in the water-based infra solutions.
Thank you so much for answering that. That's very helpful and it gives a lot of color. Just a quick follow-up. So you've said 20 to 30% sort of revenue growth for the next 2 years. But after that, I mean, obviously at some point the growth will slow down because of the base effect. So over a longer period of time, what kind of growth rates would you aspire to get after say, 2 or 3 years, then for the next 5 to 6 years? What kind of a growth are you thinking about?
After 2 to 3 years, we are anticipating 15% increase in growth. Since base year, base amount has got increased substantially in next 2 to 3 years, we hope to strive in 15% increase when compared to the previous year after 3 years.
Correct. Thank you so much. That's very helpful. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Mrutanjay Swami, Chairman and Executive Director, for closing comments.
Yes. Thank you, investors, and thank you for the PR agency. We had a very good interactive session with the investors, individual investors, and institutional investors. We hope to achieve good revenue in fourth quarter of 25-26, and our margin should also be healthy so that we can present a good picture to the investors and also to the public. That's all from my end.
Thank you very much, management members. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Denta Water and Infra Solutions Limited, that concludes today's session. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, everyone.